there's a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
One by one, we're gonna stand up with pride. One that can't be denied. Stand up, stand up. From the highest mountain valley low, we'll join together with hearts of gold. Now the children of the world can see this is a better place for us to be. The place in which we were born, so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in a world of peace. Won't you let your love
flow from your heart? Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
Everybody take a stand,
join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother.
Well, it doesn't get much more unplugged than a cappella, does it? Welcome along to the playlist. That was the House Martins, and this is The Cure.
I run away.
Welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist, which I think I said at the top of the show, but I'm sure it can stand to be said again. Welcome along. Thank you for joining me once again. The theme this week is Unplugged. For every week, as you know, there must be a theme. And, oh, where's me bed gone? There he is. So here we are. Once again, back again, here on this beautiful sunny evening here in sunny south of England. I hope it's sunny where you are, but not quite as hot as it has been. It's been unpleasantly warm, but anyway, right, I digress. Who talks about the weather? Cool people. We opened up this evening with the House Martins' Caravan of Love, as suggested by Steve199. Thank you very much, Stephen, for that. You then just heard The Cure, Just Like Heaven, as suggested by Swisslet. Wonderful Swisslet, wonderful The Cure. The theme this week is Unplugged, which doesn't necessarily mean that all we're playing this week is acoustic music. Oh no. The 8 o'clock face melter, not that such a thing exists, of course, will continue, fear not. But it is it's fair to say, a fairly laid-back week this week, which, I'm not going to lie to you, I could do with. Anyway, less said about that, the better, I suppose. Right, shall we crack on with some more music then? Hello to everybody in the chat, by the way. I did say yo, but I was too busy doing stuff. If you're going to join us on the owncast on stream.djdarren, you'll see a video wall, which isn't working very well because I've just thrown it together a bit quickly. But, I shall try with it and see what happens. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Ian Robinson, and once again I am shocked to announce that Ian did not suggest some Queen. This is The Beaches with Money, brackets acoustic.
Do what some money, I need to make money. Woo! Ooh, make money, I need to make some money, need to make money. Woo! Ooh, make money will go and out again. Go and out again. I need to make some money, I need to make money. Woo! Ooh, make money, I need to make some money, I need to make money.
Woo! Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
I can get to sleep. Think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Another
wonderful mellifluous tones of Colin Hay there. That was Overkill, the acoustic version. You all know Colin Hay from Men at Work. Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much to Davybot for that suggestion. Actually, Davy's suggested some really good tunes this week, as every week, as you all do. But yeah, Davy suggested some really good hip hop, a couple of De La Soul tracks for a start, which he was able to justify in a way that the playlist appreciates. However, he also suggested Overkill by Colin Hay, and I can never turn that one down because it's such a beautiful piece. I love it so much. So thank you very much, Davybot, for that one. Ahead of that was The Beaches with Money, the acoustic version, as suggested by Ian Robinson. So thank you very much for that. So yeah, this week the theme is Unplugged. And it's brought to you this week by a purchase I made on Saturday, which I may grow to regret. Some masala-flavoured puffy wheel things that I picked up at the Mela Festival, South Asian festival in Southampton. And yeah, they're a little spicier than I remember the taster being. So that's what this evening's show is brought to you. By the sound of a man's mouth on fire. This next track was suggested by Troggy and is quite frankly wonderful. And I say that as somebody who saw the performer of this just last week, well, week before last. Yeah, we went to Cardiff to see Alanis Morissette, and this is Alanis Morissette.
Please be. Philosophical. Please be tapped into your femininity.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, please be upstanding for another new ident. Shush.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
Christ.
Pretty soon, I've got to go. The sooner I leave, the sooner I can come home. Do you still feel me? Don't disconnect. Don't disconnect yet. Don't disconnect yet.
Thank you.
Wasn't that something? That was wonderful. That was Sarah... Is it Sarah Jaffe? Sarah Jaff? I'm going to say Sarah Jaffe because that's more jolly. That was wonderful. That was Don't Disconnect, which is the opposite of Unplugged, of course, because she's specifically telling us to not unplug. But, you know, I'll allow it because I don't care. As well, you know, here on the playlist where the theme this week is Unplugged, but as ever, as long as you can justify it, I don't really care. As long as the music's good, that's fine. That Sarah Jaffe track was suggested by a new listener. Aha! Welcome along, Aaron at cutie.city. Yes, you certainly are a cutie. That was a hell of a suggestion. Roy, too, also suggested a Sarah Jaffe track, he also suggested something else, so he may or may not get the other track that he suggested. Just have to carry on listening to find out. That was really lovely, so thank you very much for that suggestion. Right, let's crack on with some hippity hops, shall we? This one was suggested by Sjerd, which I say it like that every week. I assume I'm pronouncing it correctly. They haven't corrected me, so I'm gonna guess that it's okay. This is the mighty Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy with The Language of Violence, brackets, jazz version.
The first day of school is always the hardest. The first day of school, the hallways the darkest like a goblin. The voice is haunted, walking in with his thin skin, lower chin. He knew the names that they would taunt him with: faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Although he never had sex in his 15 years, but when they harassed him, it was for a reason. But when they provoked him, it became open season for the fox and the hunter, the sparks and the thunder that pushed the boy under, then pillage and plunder. It kinda makes me wonder how one can hurt another. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. Words can reduce a person to an object, something more easy to hate, an inanimate entity. Completely disposable, no problem to obliterate. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in this cycle of violence. Death is the silence. It's tough to be young, the young long to be tougher. When we pick on someone else, it might make us be a rougher. Abused by the fathers, but that was at homo. So to prove to each other that they were not homos. The exclamation of the phobic fury. Executioner, judge, and jury. The mob mentality. Individuality was nowhere. Dignity forgotten at the bottom of a dumb old dick. In a numb cold stare. On the way home was back to name calling. 10 against 1, they had us back up against the wall. And they reveled in the laughter as they surrounded them. But it wasn't a game when they up jumped and grounded them. They picked up the bats with the muscles straining. And they decided they were gonna beat this fella's brain in with an awful, powerful shuffle. An hour full of violence, afflicted strictest brutality and dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They ran like cowards and left the boy bleeding in a pool of red. Till all tears were shed and his eyes quietly slid into the back of his head, dead. But death is the silence in this language of violence. Death is the silence. But death is the silence in this cycle of violence. Death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. Grandmother had raised him, she was mad, she had no form of retaliation. The pack didn't have to worry about being on a hit list, but the thing they never thought about was that there was a witness to this senseless crime. Right place, wrong time. Try it as an adult, one of them was gonna do a hard time. The first day of prison was always the hardest. The first day of prison, the hallways the darkest like a gauntlet. The voice is haunted, faggot, sissy, punk, queen, queer. Words he used before had a new meaning in here. As a group of men in front of him laughing came near. For the first time in his life, a young bully felt fear. You never been on this side of the name calling. Five against one, they had us back up against the wall, and he had never questioned his own sexuality. But this group of men didn't hesitate their reality with an awful, powerful shower, an hour full of violence, afflicted, strictest, brutalitarian dominance. They didn't hear him screaming, they didn't hear him pleading. They took what they wanted and then just left him bleeding in the corner. The giant reduced to Jack Horner. But dehumanizing the victim makes things simpler. It's like breathing with a respirator. It eases the conscience of even the most conscious and calculating violator. The power of words, don't take it for granted. When you hear a man ranting, don't just read the lips. We'll be more sublime than this. Put everything in context. Is this a tale of rough justice in a land where there's no justice at all? Who is really the victim? Or are we all the cause and victim of it all? When death is the silence in this language of violence, death is the silence. When death is the silence in this cycle of violence, death is the silence. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops. You won't see the face till the eyelids drop. You won't hear the screaming until it stops.
We were sitting out on the
But we can better listen, but we can better
keep it, and you have my word. There's nothing left to take for granted. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. And they hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. And they hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. And they hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. And they hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. And they hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. They hide it really well, yeah. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. Everybody's got a lot to hide. They hide it really well, yeah.
As suggested by Sheepnik, that was Chris Knox with Uncoupled, because Uncoupled is a bit like Unplugged, isn't it? And so it counts. Ahead of that was the mighty Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy with The Language of Violence, the jazz version, as suggested by Seard. So thank you very much for that. That was wonderful. I hope you're enjoying the video wall, for those of you who can see the video wall. Although it's not actually much of a video wall at the moment, because I somehow managed to include just an audio track, because I'm a genius. Anyway, I've fixed that. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the video wall, where I basically just stole a bunch of videos from MTV Unplugged, and it's just playing a whole batch of them. None of them are connected to what I'm playing, because I don't put that much thought into it. Also, I've been quite busy this last week, so nah. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. Mostly it's just very silly back here. Oh, you'll be pleased to know that my fader thing, my thing that turns the fan on and off, is working again this week. So you can all rest easy, I'm sure. Well, I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. You're listening to me on my website, djdarren.site. Well, stream.djdarren.site or audio.djdarren.site if you're listening to the pure audio. But if you are doing that, you're missing out on all the incisive chat in the chat room, where sadly Giflian has just announced that she's broken her iPad. And we'll be sending Tim Apple the bill for it, of course. Yeah, so that last track was Uncoupled, Chris Knox. I already told you that. Shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by Rollo Treadway, and he suggested the same artists for a track last week as well. So I figured I'll give them an airing this week. This is, now I'm assuming it's Jake Blunt and Mali Obomsawen. I am terrible. I can only apologise for my pronunciations. Anyway, this track is called No Hiding Place, and it's really quite lovely.
Down here, oh, down here, there's no hiding place down here. Oh, you run to the rock, dodge your face, rock right out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here, down here, oh, down here. Rock right out, no hiding places, no hiding place down here. Oh, sinner man, you better run. Oh, sinner man, you better run. Oh, sinner man, you better run. Wake up some morning, judgment's come, there's no hiding place down here. Say, Lord, yeah.
on MTV Unplugged, would you please welcome Utah Saints?
Utah Saints! You!
Today, we celebrate
Christ.
She's got another thing coming, if she's thinking that he'll stay. He only met the girl the other day, and she told him he'd find work if he stayed with her, but no work's come his way. He can't go on just living for today. He's a stranger to this city, this country. He's got too much to do. He's gotta move, can't spend more time with you. He thinks that his leaving's due. He knows that long weekend's through. Shout, she cries, if the city is dust in your eyes. Phone, she pleads, if that city is full of those street traffic sighs. In the cafe on the corner, she said, expecting him to show. While in her heart, she knows he has to go. The other night, she captured all his attention, but now his plane's flying by. He turns his face from her and stares at the sky. Confession time will make her sad, can't help making her blue, because he knows that they're not weekends through. He knows that his leaving's due.
Was a Horselips with Long Weekend, taken from the Rollback collection, which is, I believe, just acoustic stripped back versions of their popular tracks. That was suggested by Aunt Necrae, so thank you very much for that one. Ahead of that was Jake Blount. Rollo tells me that they pronounce it Blount to rhyme with Count, but have no idea whether they are correct in that. So I'm just going to follow their lead and let them get shot first. Jake Blount and Mali Obum Sawane with No Hiding Place, which was great, I think you'll find. And between those two, a wonderful, full acoustic unplugged set from Utah Saints there. Lovely stuff. I'm going to report back these masala flavored puffy wheel things that I've been eating aren't actually as spicy as all that, so it's good. They are good. There's also some chili lime crisps of some description as well. They're very exciting. They're very nice. Washing them down with some Pepsi. The show this week brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi Max, in fact, the cherry flavoured one with 5 ice cubes in it because it's bloody hot. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. The theme this week is Unplugged, and, well, it doesn't get much more unplugged than this next lot. As suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, this is Simon and Garfunkel.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. In the wells of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is
the Playlist.
From Miami Beach, Bay OAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paperback was on my knee. Man, I had an awful flight. I'm back in the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the USSR. Been away so long, I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. I need to disconnect the phone. I'm back at the USSR. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind. So girl, make me sing and shout. The Georgia's always on my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way, the paperback was on my knee. Man, I had an awful flight. I'm back in the USSR. Whoa, you don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. They leave the West behind. And my soul girls make me sing and shout. That Georgia's always on my, 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 my.
I've been away so long I hardly knew the place. Gee, it's good to be back home. Leave it till tomorrow to unpack my case. Let me disconnect the phone. I'm back in the USSR. Woo. You don't know how lucky you are, boy. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR.
Wonderful.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Forget our fate. Set up to sell my soul, I lived the life for what's a prayer. And yet I gaze. Color of spring, immerse in that one moment, left our love with everything. So the bridges that I burned. Thank you. So the bridges that I burned.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
I got the patience. leads the charge, eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Breathing Underwater, a band I'd never heard of until this week. So as I say most weeks, that's part of the reason that I love doing this show, because I'm fundamentally lazy. I, by the way, am Darren, DJ Darren, if you prefer to give me my full honorific. I was DJ'd in the New Year's Honours, don't you know? I'm fundamentally lazy and don't like going looking for new music. So this is great because people bring new music to me. It's wonderful. But that was really, really good. I have to confess, I've got absolutely no idea what the connection is to the theme. But it's a great track and I loved it. So thank you very much, Tiger Crash, for suggesting it. Giflian is very pleased because they're yet another Canadian band. Which, as it turns out, I didn't realise just how many Canadian artists I play on this show, but it seems to be every week I somehow manage to play a Canadian artist without realising it. Also, today I learned the Littlest Hobo was Canadian. Had no idea, just assumed it was American. Ahead of that was Filter and the Crystal Method with I Can't Trip Like I Do. Can't You Trip Like I Do. Obviously that fits the theme because trip, you trip the electrics and that makes you unplugged whether you like it or not. It fits. Also, it's a great track, so I don't really care if it fits. Ahead of the top of the hour was really haunting piece. That was suggested by Heapy, by the way. I can't remember whether I said that Filter track. Ahead of the top of the hour, really haunting piece by Mark Hollis. The Colour of Spring, suggested by Sod's Lawyer. So thank you very much for that. Really, really lovely. And ahead of that, of course, Simon and Garfunkel. Sound of Silence, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. Which, as I listened to it, I realised it's not an unplugged track at all. There's a lot of electric instruments in it. But I don't really care, because it's a good song. That's how I roll. This is The Playlist, I'm Darren, and this next track is also not unplugged. However, it is called Disconnect, and that's basically the same thing.
I ain't gonna lie to you, life's been fucking lifing. And I need a night or two to get me unwinding. I feel like I'm stuck in cycles every day. Come and get me out this loop. So just switch it up for me. It's time to get loose. If we disconnect, we ain't gotta be alive. We can redirect everything that's on our minds. Let it go. Change.
Okay, man. Take it away. dignified and they're ancient. I hope you understand. They don't want to upset the apple cart and they don't want to cause any harm. But if you don't like what they're going to do, you better not stop them, 'cause they're coming through. They're justified.
Tammy Wynette's voice for that one. Of course they didn't. That was Justified and Ancient, brackets, Black Steel joins the Jams. That was the KLF, obviously, as suggested by Heapy. Thank you very much, Heapy. Ahead of that was Becky Hill with Chase and Status with Disconnect, because, you know, to disconnect is to unplug. It fits, it fits. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and the theme this week is unplugged, and I think we're doing all right with it. This next one is a neat bridge to last week's as well, actually, and that's something I do try, well, I don't try to do it, but I do always enjoy it when it works out this way, having a tune that bridges this week and last. And this week's version of that is this one, as suggested by White Wolf. So thank you very much, White Wolf, for this one. Who also suggested the Becky Hill Chase and Status track, by the way. So thank you very much, Gary. Little double header for you there. This one is Rodrigo y Gabriela and their cover of Metallica's The Struggle Within, which is, of course, acoustic.
Thank you.
please be upstanding for 5.5 minutes of wonderfully histrionic music and Matt Bellamy's breathing.
Thank you.
So, here's the thing, Tom. Erased Citizen. You suggested that track, and it's a really good track, and I really enjoyed it. Very nice in the good headphones. But, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but not an awful lot of that was unplugged, was it? I mean, it doesn't matter, because I like playing good music. But you know. Anyway, that was Muse, Hypochondriac Music, and that was wonderful. Really good, really lovely. And not too much breathing there from the Bellamy. Ahead of that was Rodrigo y Gabriela with their cover of Metallica's The Struggle Within, which was unplugged. Very acoustic from start to finish, so I'm here for that one. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. I'm here for exactly 30 more minutes. And then I'm going to go to bed and die of consumption, I think it is. Troggy has just kindly handed a bottle of Cavonia around the door. I couldn't quite reach. I said, you can come in if you want. And they were like, I don't want to. Because I'm, you know, apparently I have the consumption. I don't know. It's not very pleasant. It's been a terrible day, actually. So I've been quite looking forward to doing this evening, because a bit of a distraction. Anyway, yes, the theme this week for the next 29 minutes is unplugged, and I've got a good amount of music to play you in that time, so I should probably shut up and play some of it. This next one was suggested by Revival Records on the basis that the performer of this track pretty much unplugged himself from life as a whole and just kind of cracked on and did his own thing for several decades before he passed away. This is the late, great Syd Barrett with Long Gone.
She was long gone, long, long gone. She was gone, gone. The bigger they come, the larger her hand, till no one understand why for so long she'd been gone. And I stood very still by the windowsill, and I wondered for those I love still. I cried in my mind where I stand behind the beauty of those in her eyes. She was long gone, long, long gone. She was gone, gone. The bigger they come, the larger her hand, till no one understands why for so long she'd been gone. And I borrowed a page from a leopard's cage, and I prowled in the evening sun's blaze, her head lifted high to the light in the sky, the opening dawn on her
under the sea. playlist.
Suggested by Mint Spies, that was Postmodern Jukebox with We Can't Stop, another one that bridges the gap to last week's show, because that was a Miley Cyrus track, I think. I don't know, I'm not very good at modern pop music, because I'm old, and yeah, decrepit, fading away. Ahead of that was Syd Barrett, Long Gone, as suggested by Revival Records, Johnny Revival himself. So thank you very much for those suggestions. Yeah, it's been a really good theme this week, actually. I've really enjoyed it. I needed something a bit chilled. And by and large, that's what this has been. I haven't 100% decided on next week's theme yet, but, well, I suppose I have to, because I'm going to play you two more tracks and then announce what it is. So, you know, I probably should figure it out, I guess, between now and then. A little lifting of the curtain there so you can see what goes on behind the scenes. Most times, actually, to be fair, I do have the theme nailed down by the time I start the show. But sometimes I kind of forget because, you know, I've got other things going on and my brain doesn't work that way. My brain, this brain, of course, belonging to me, Darren, DJ Darren, here on my own stream. I'm going to stop talking because it's really warm in this studio now when my fan is not. So I guess I have to play more music and cool down, chill out. This next one, I'm really looking forward to playing this, actually. I have a version of this by Frank Turner, which I really, really love. Who, by the way, I learned 3 days after the event, is currently touring with a reformed Million Dead. And they started the tour at the Joiners in Southampton. I was like, just across the road from that place on Saturday, and they played there Thursday night. Outrageous. I had no idea until yesterday. This track is wonderful and I love it enormously. As suggested by Sappho's Cat, this is the Lemonheads with The Outdoor Type, and it doesn't get much more unplugged than being outdoors.
Always had a roof above me, always paid the rent, and I never set foot inside a tent. I couldn't build a fire to save my life. I lied about being the outdoor type. Never slept out underneath the stars. The closest that I came to that was one time my car broke down for an hour in the suburbs at night. I lied about being the outdoor type.
Literally the only thing that I could levy against that track as a downside is that it is only 2.5 minutes long. They could make that a 5-minute track and it would be just gorgeous and I'd enjoy every second of it. That was the Lemonheads, The Outdoor Type. Thank you so much to Sappho's Cat for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by that deaf guy, who also suggested a Smashing Pumpkins track, which is in the extras, which will be playing out on this stream afterwards. Please don't ask me questions about what's playing in the chat, because I often forget that the chat's going because I'm not actively, you know, taking part in that bit at that point because I'm editing up the show and everything. Just a notice, a couple of weeks back, somebody was asking me a load of questions about what we're playing. I'm like, oh, sorry, I wasn't actually listening. I was too busy editing and working for a quote-unquote living. So that F guy also suggested the Smashing Pumpkins track Disarm from MTV in 93, which was just wonderful. But ultimately, when I'm given the opportunity to play an acoustic version of Night Swimming by REM, how could I turn that down? And so that's exactly what this is.
Night Swimming deserves a quiet night. The photograph on the dashboard, taken years ago, turned around backwards so the windshield shows. Every street light reveals a picture in reverse. Still it's so much clearer. I forgot my shirt at the water's edge. The moon is low tonight. Night swimming deserves a quiet night. Not sure all these people understand. It's not like years ago. The fear of getting caught, of recklessness in water. They cannot see me naked. These things, they go away, placed by every day. Night swimming, remembering that night. September's coming soon. I'm pining for the moon. And what if there were two, side by side in orbit, around the fairest sun? That bright, tight, forever drum could not describe night swimming.
word, that was beautiful. That sounded really good in the good headphones as well. That was REM with Night Swimming from Jules Holland, later with Jules Holland from 2003, as suggested by that deaf guy. You see why I chose that over the Smashing Pumpkins? Don't get me wrong, Disarm is an absolutely incredible tune, but that is just, mwah, chef's kiss. Right, the time has come. I have an announcement to make. But first... Nope, not that one. That one. The theme next week is... Now, I've been strong-armed into this one, quite frankly. I was going to have something a lot different, but no. The people have spoken, and they forced me. The theme next week is... Cheeses of Nazareth. Cheeses and such. It's fine. My theme was okay, but cheese it is, I suppose. Cheese! Cheeses of Nazareth. And if the suggestions in the chat are anything to go by, next week's going to be a bit all over the place. So get your suggestions in at me on Mastodon or anything that talks to Mastodon with the hashtag ThePlaylistSuggestion, and together we will build the Fediverse's finest radio show about cheeses. This next one was surprising because this is the only track by this band from this particular collection that was suggested this week. This is Nirvana with their cover of Oh Me.
If I had to lose a mind, if I had to touch feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do. I don't have to think, all I have to do is, the results are always perfect, but that's old news. Would you like to hear my voice sprinkled with emotion? Gonna hit your birth, I can't see. My whole expanse, I cannot see. Formulate affinity, stored deep inside me. If I had to lose a mind, to touch feeling, I would lose my soul the way I do. I don't have to think, I only have to do it. The results are always perfect, but that's old news. Would you like to hear my voice sprinkled with emotion? Bennett at your birth, I can't see you love me. My own expanse, I cannot see. Formulate infinity, stored deep inside me. Thank you.
Just wonderful stuff there. That was Nirvana and their version of the Meat Puppets' Oh Me from their majestic MTV Unplugged session, which, yeah, I'm surprised. The only other suggestion I got was for a version of Drain You, which wasn't recorded for Unplugged, but somebody had kind of edited a thing together that made it sound like it was. It didn't quite fit the bill, but yeah, I was genuinely surprised to not have that many Nirvana suggestions for Unplugged, but I'm glad that one got through because it was a really lovely tune. So thank you very much to Marquest for that suggestion. Right, I'm going to leave you then with one more tune. As promised, Roy, thank you very much for hanging on this long. Because I think I first mentioned that you had another track like an hour and a half ago, so talk about leading you on. Yeah, anyway, I'm going to leave you now with the wonderful sounds of the Cranberries, their version of Linger from their Unplugged set, and from 2002, if you'd believe it. So next week's theme, cheeses of Nazareth, Jesus Christ. And yeah, I guess we'll be back here 7 o'clock UK time next Monday. Good night all.
am the god of hellfire, and I bring you...
The Promised.